Do you have a fox problem? Maybe a feral cat is wreaking havoc in your neighbourhood. Well, it's not only the local ecosystem that's suffering. Recent research has revealed that invasive species have cost the planet a whopping $1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion. That's between the years of 1970 and 2017. And the bill is still climbing, gang. Co-author of this research and professor of global ecology at Flinders University, Corey Bradshaw, joins us to break down the true costs of pests. Professor Bradshaw, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. What sort of costs are we talking about with the global $1.7 trillion bill?
Well, as impressive as that number might sound, it's actually just the tip of the iceberg because, of course, we're compiling actual estimates and not just projections. The other problem, of course, is the more you look, the more you find. So places where there hasn't been a lot of money to study some of these impacts haven't been assessed, so they haven't been included in the total. Everywhere we look, doesn't matter if it's in Australia or North America or Europe, we find that the more studies that there are, the higher the cost, and they tend to grow sort of exponentially.
Oh my goodness. Okay, when people think of invasive species, they might commonly just think of an introduced species like the cane toad. What role do these species play?
Well, that's another element that's interesting in the sense that we're only talking about actual economic, so monetarily assessed costs. Many, many species don't actually have an impact that's monetizable, meaning that we can't actually put a dollar value to it. So things like cane toads are a good example. While they have massive ecological impacts on things that try to eat them and the poisoning and that sort of thing, we don't have a dollar value associated. But other things are a lot easier. For example, globally, the Aedes aegypti mosquito species is responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars annually just for the medical components of, spreading things like dengue. Rats and mice, I mean, people won't be terribly surprised to realize that that's probably one of the second most damaging group of species for agricultural storage or agricultural damage in situ. So that's a common one. Cats, actually, not just in Australia, although they're widely deemed to be the most problematic from the perspective of our native marsupials, are actually hugely damaging, and the cost of eradicating them or at least reducing their densities worldwide is massive. But even Australian native species like the brown tree snake have, I think, some of the highest costs globally. And in places like Guam, they're a huge pest, and it's taking massive amounts of money to try to get rid of them, unsuccessfully, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so, I mean, it sounds like it's quite a worldwide problem that pests are everywhere. What do you do with the research now? Like, where do we go from here with this information?
Yeah, well, part of the impetus behind the research is saying, look, a lot of these ecosystems are highly compromised, and sort of a classic finding in ecology these days is that the more intact an ecosystem, the more it can resist invasion. That basically means that when there's a full complement of native species, that everything from bacteria through the vegetation right up to the big mammals, when an introduction happens, they tend not to be successful. In fact, this is another surprising fact, actually, most introductions worldwide are unsuccessful. So you might try, or inadvertently, but accidentally, introduce, say, 100 species, but only one might take off. And then that one might persist at very low densities for a long time and be undetectable. And then several decades later, boom, it becomes a major problem. And so if we can use these kinds of economic assessments, and nothing gets the attention of a politician more than a huge bill, you say, look, there are other reasons why we might want to protect our native ecosystems, because it actually costs us a bucket load of money.
It costs us so much money. Yeah. Tell me, people around the world aren't still introducing species, are they?
Oh, all the time. It's less deliberate in a lot of senses. We used to have what we call acclimatization societies, where they would actually try to, Europeans would be bringing in species from Europe try to feel more at home. That happened in Australia, that happened in New Zealand, that happened in Canada, it happened all over the world. especially where the English went. And but that's kind of gone by the wayside as we realize that there's a lot of damage associated. But most of the expansion of invasive species these days is from international trade. So coming in on ships, coming in on in containers,
okay.
coming in on planes,
yeah.
boats, yeah. So it's a global problem. The other aspect here is that many groups of invasive species, and in particular the invertebrates, and they're easily some of the most expensive species to us, are expanding their ranges because of climate change. So it's a kind of like a 1-2 punch.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Professor Corey Bradshaw, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.